What's going on, team? So quick one for me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't be shy. Drop me a follow, leave a five-star review. This is going to help grow the podcast so we can help more boxing coaches and personal trainers like yourself become financially free and make passive income with the online program. Okay, let's get to it. What's going on, team? Welcome back. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to blow up your show up rate. So let's say you're someone that's booking calls right now. No one's showing up, or maybe someone's not even booking the call. We need to fix that. Okay, so by improving your show up rate, what's going to happen? Improve your confidence. You're going to get more clients into your business, obviously, and also make more money, right? But for you to make more money and get more clients, you've got to fucking get them there first, okay? So I'm going to go over a few little things that you can implement to improve your show up rate for your sales calls. Now, if you're an in-person coach, you might be like, what the fuck is he talking about? But when you have an online business, especially when you sell a high ticket, you're going to be jumping on calls, right? So when you have an online business, you've got to jump on a call, game plan call, 20, 40 minutes where you go over what the goals are and how you can help them. And if it's a good fit for both people, then we move forwards and then they sign up to the program or they don't. Okay, so that's what a quote-unquote sales call, strategy call, whatever you want to call it. I like to call it an onboarding call because I'm not trying to sell anyone. It's basically, I've got what you need. If it's a good fit, I'll let you in. All right. So this is how you're going to literally double the amount of people that show up and double your income. Okay. So there might be a few reasons why people aren't showing up to your call. First thing is you might not have the trust, right? So little things like in regards to content, are you putting out content that people are like, you know what, this guy knows what he's talking about? Are you the authority in what you do? Have you really zoned in on one person and one goal? Right, so when you're high ticket, you want to ICA an ideal client avatar. You probably hear me say a million times, but then you become the expert in it. So if I go to your page and it's all over the place, your messaging is a bit messy. I don't understand who you coach, who you help, what the results that you get. If you're asking me to jump on a call with you, I might just say, yes, send me the link to sound nice, not to just to avoid any awkwardness. And then I probably won't even book the call, right? And then I just ignore you because that's what will happen. All right, so it all stems from you and your authority in regards to who you're coaching and what you're doing right now in regards to your messaging, and have you got the right people on your page? Because you might be let's say you are doing content and you have zoned in on your ICA and you feel like you're putting out good content that's going to get these guys amazing results and that they can connect with, right? If that's the case and no one's booking calls or people are getting the link from you but they're not actually booking the call in, that tells me, okay, the people that you're onboarding to have a call with you maybe aren't a good fit. All right. So this is where you need to figure out, have I got the right people on my page? Do I have people that are actually in my avatar, that are in my ideal client's avatar? Are they on my page? Or am I onboarding or getting people on calls that aren't even basically the people that I help? All right. So the last thing you want to be doing is forcing the wrong people to jump on a call with you, because then you're just going to kill your credibility. You're going to look very salesy because you're not attracting the right people. Okay, so take a look at your followers today and look around. Let's say your ICA is men over 25 or men over 30. Take a look for your followers, right? And have a look. Like, okay, why am I following this fucking page? It's just full of dogs, right? Be smart in regards to who you follow and people that follow you back. So look for your followers, clean it up, and only follow, going off topic, giving you a little bit more extra coaching here for free. Only follow people that are in you, basically people that you've coached, right? Let's say you train people in the gym, clients that you've trained in the past and clients that you're training currently, and potential clients. So people that you feel could be a good fit for your program further down the road. They're the only people that you should be following. What's going on, team? Quick one from me. If you are enjoying the podcast, which I hope you all are, please drop us a follow, leave us a five-star rating, and help support the podcast. We're trying to help as many coaches as possible become financially free through having an online coaching program. All right, let's get back to it. All right? And the same for your followers. Right? You're going to get bots and all that shitty stuff anyway. You're going to get that. That's just the way it works sometimes. But ultimately, if you look on my page, all my followers mainly 90% are coaches, and that's what you want, right? You don't need hundreds of thousands of followers and then it's all crappy leads that will never be a client, or they don't vibe with what you're doing or what you're putting out there, because then it's just, okay, you've got 100,000 followers, but they're all fake. They're bots, or they're not people in your avatar. It's friends and family. You want people in regards to your page that are going to come into your business, okay? So there's two things, content, building your authority, and again, the third thing was really zone in on who it is you want to coach, because then your messaging becomes a lot clearer, all right? So let's say they did get the link, they booked in, okay, that's good, they booked in, sweet. Let's say you show up to the call, but they're not there, all right? They've booked in, but the day of the call, they haven't showed up. It's fucking crickets. You're just standing there with your dick in your hands and feeling like an absolute dickhead, all right? There's a couple of things that you should have done if that's the case. The day before, so when they booked the call, the day before that actual call is scheduled, you want to reach out to that person. Hi, John. How are you, man? Just double checking that you're good for tomorrow's call. Question mark. Boom. All right, they respond, yeah, can't wait. Perfect. If you don't respond, wait a couple of hours. Boom. And then the next day, do it again. Hey, John, see you. You know, let's say the call's in 1 hour. Hey, John, just checking. Still see you go for the call later. I think it's in 60 minutes. Still good? Question mark, right? So again, you're just reaching out to them. They're not responding still. Okay, they're not going to show up. Let's be honest. All right. So reaching out to these people the day before, the day of the call, is going to help you show up to the call, help them show up to the call, give them a little bit of a reminder, but also filter out, okay, this guy isn't a good fit, but he's not responding back, so he's obviously not going to show up to the call, all right? Then you just cancel the call. So that's just a little bit, all right? Now, in regards to when, let's say they did book a call again, you feel like they are a good fit, so they booked in pretty quickly, which means that's a warm lead. They really want to move forward and learn more about what you do. They booked in. And there's another thing that you can do to even make these guys an even warmer lead, like a fucking baking hot lead. All right. So once they booked in, send them over like your best two or three testimonials from clients that you've coached in the past. Right? It could be before and afters. If you do boxing, it could be technique videos. You know, week one video where they're looking like trash, and then obviously week four, week five, week six where they know they're looking like the pros. They're moving, hands are up, techniques on point, strength work, whatever it is. Video form is the best, right? So if you've got like any video testimonials, you could just send out to them. Hey, John, before you book on a call, here's a couple of testimonials from some of my clients, the amazing results that they're getting. Just have a quick watch of these videos before we jump on a call, and I'll see you then. Peace, right? So you're just giving them more clarity, like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. I want to learn more, all right? Makes sense? So there's a couple of things that you can take action on this, guys. I give you a lot, to be fair. So just move on it, take action on it, and I guarantee you, you will get more people showing up to your call and better quality of people showing up to the call. All right, so hope it made sense. If you need any help, guys, feel free to reach out. See you next time. Peace. Okay, team, that's a wrap. Hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. And if you did find value in it and you want to learn more about having your own online coaching program, DM me the words passive income on my Instagram page. That's Stephen King Coaching. Let's have a little chat and get you moving forward in the right direction. Peace.